Hebrews chapter 3. MacArthur says of this passage that it has two very important things for us. First, we should be sure that we are real Christians, to test ourselves, to see if we are in the faith, to examine ourselves, as 2 Corinthians 13 says. And secondly, when we know we are in Christ, we should keep our eyes on Him. He is all we need, that we are complete in Him. Verse 1 of Hebrews 3 says this, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider." He calls us holy brethren. We're set apart by God. We get to partake in something which would be unnatural for us, as we saw Christ partake in flesh. So because of this, consider, ponder, take time to think, give serious attention to what? About Jesus. What? Jesus the apostle. He is our apostle, the sent one, sent into the world to die for sins. John 3:34, for whom God has sent, he speaks the words of God. John 20:21, so Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you." So Jesus is the sent one, the apostle. And he is our high priest, the high priest of our confession. Consider this Jesus as our high priest, the one having sacrificed himself, having made final atonement and propitiation, having sat down after fulfilling the law and continuing to intercede for us before the throne of God the Father. Verse 2, it says, "He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house." So Jesus, the faithful prophet and leader of the church, he's even greater than Moses. Deuteronomy 34:10 says, "There was no prophet who has arisen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." But Deuteronomy 18, Moses foretells that there will be a prophet like him who would be greater from your countrymen, and you shall listen to him. So, verse 3, it says, "For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses." Again, the book of Hebrews is written to, of course, Hebrews. And they're being tempted to depend upon the law as well as the gospel, to team up the law with the gospel. And the author of Hebrews is pointing out that Jesus is so much better than the law, than the prophets, than the priests. He's the greatest king. He's better than the angels. He's better than Moses. He has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Jesus is greater. He is the actual radiance of God's glory. Moses, after speaking with God, reflected God's glory and he put on a veil. But Jesus is the exact radiance, the actual radiance of God's glory, by just so much more, as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. So God has built, and we're to give him the glory. What a work he did redeeming Israel. What a work he did in establishing the Hebrew nation and as a kingdom. What a work he's doing in continuing to preserve them. But also what a work he's done through Jesus Christ to bring about the church. Now, Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant. The purpose of Moses' faithfulness was a foreshadow of the prophet to come. It says this in the verse 5, "For a testimony of those things which were to be spoken of later." So Moses was a foreshadow of the faithfulness of Christ, but Christ, verse 6, was faithful as a son over his house. He has dominion over the house. He is an heir. He is the head. Christ is the fulfillment of Moses and the other prophets. He is the maker of the house. He is the foundation of the house. He's not the foreshadow, but the very essence and substance. This house is us. He says this next, "whose house we are." Now God has chosen people from every tongue, tribe, and nation, and we are being built into this house. We are, if, he says, if we hold fast our confidence. Do not take this position for granted. Do not assume this position. Do not neglect this salvation. If we are believers, will we hold fast? Yes. But must we hold on and persevere? Yes. Because if we don't, that is evidence that we are not and never were. And it says, not only this, hold fast to our confidence and hold fast to the boast of our hope firm until the end. This confidence and boast is found in nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We hold on to this expectant, reassuring hope firmly, without faltering or letting go, until the end. So, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of heavenly calling, consider Jesus and hold fast, because he is greater than Moses. He is the substance of that shadow. Therefore, hold fast to him and continue persevering.